it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The words, the comments, the system we have, and all this in light of what took place with the political assassination of Charlie Kirk. Some of this, Dave, is clearly on us. Because there are plenty of people who continue to vote for those individuals who offer up hateful comments on a regular basis. And they like it because it's someone they disagree with. And so the hate is just comfortable. As I said at one point last hour, think about our congressional system, Dave, where we're down to, out of 435 congressional races, I think we're down to about 50 or 60, where there's actually uncertainty whether a Democrat or Republican is going to win. So guess what happens then? It's a race to the extremes to become the next congresswoman, congressman, and then seemingly you're set for 20, 30 years. And you know what works right now? Mocking and belittling the opponents. It works fundraising. It works with your social media clicks. It gets you time on whatever network is your team. And it's sad. Even when there was uncertainty about whether Charlie Kirk would survive, it was brand, brand, brand. In this state, I have multiple times called out Tim Walz for some of his rhetoric on Donald Trump, including most recently, a couple weeks ago, when this was all in light to whatever bruise was on Trump's left hand, and then he wasn't as visible. And Walz is at the AFL-CIO event in Duluth and musing and chuckling about the news we might get when the clear inference was about maybe the inference of bad news or maybe the death of the president. That's gross. That's awful. Then we get to the president. The president, in my opinion, and again, the beauty of this show or exchange of ideas, the exchange of ideas that Charlie Kirk was about, you don't have to agree with my views. But Donald Trump's a bully and belittles people about every single day. And so when he gives a speech yesterday, about a four-minute speech, I'm not shocked because this is just who he is. But you know what I was hoping for? A unifier. Ronald Reagan after the Challenger, Bill Clinton after Oklahoma City, W, and that speech to Congress. But no, the majority, I don't want to say the majority, but a decent amount of yesterday when the president, by the way, he's my president, he's your president, he's like somebody sent me a text that your governor. Well, guess what? He's the same governor for all of us, whether you voted for him or like him or not. And guess what? I didn't vote for Donald Trump. I gave no consideration to voting for Donald Trump, but he's my president. And I hope he turns into the greatest president ever. But what did he do? He talked about the comments for individuals who demonize others on a regular basis and blamed it clearly on the radical left. The amount of hypocrisy when Donald Trump is blaming others for demonizing individuals. Let's also be clear before somebody takes some bizarre leap. The murder is on the person who fired the weapon. I'm not blaming Donald Trump for Charlie Kirk's killing, full stop, to quote Adam Carter. I'm not. I'm calling for better comments. I'm calling for moments where people can coalesce. And when yesterday the president of everyone, who I get is touched because he had a personal relationship with Charlie Kirk, and I don't expect him to be objective. I want him to be passionate about that. If he's devastated, he's hurt, he gets a chance to talk to family, that's all legitimate emotions. But when he talks about the violence which has been directed at public officials and politicians, Dave, he only mentioned those attacks at people who are either in his party or support his party. It was a layup to mention Mark and Melissa Hortman. Simple. If he's going to mention Steve Scalise, and he should, because if Steve Scalise is not in a leadership position when they're practicing for that baseball game, who knows how many elected officials who could have been killed. And by the way, that was an ardent Bernie Sanders supporter. Do I blame Bernie Sanders for it? No. Should he watch his rhetoric? Sure. If he's going to mention Scalise, I don't know, mention Gabby Giffords. This is when, again, I don't want this distorted in any way, the person who killed Charlie Kirk is the person solely responsible for that. But whether it's in a moment where I just think the president failed in trying to unify all of us and just was clearly pointing the fingers and staying to his base, that was all about his base. Tim Walz, when he's chuckling about maybe the president having a serious illness and the other comments he's made before that left us shaking our heads, cheering for Elon Musk's stock to fall, that's all about their base. That doesn't mean tepid, timid, afraid to give comments. That doesn't mean you're not allowed to criticize the governor with vigor or the president with your words and powerful words, but there are clear lines. There hasn't been one time, whether it was George W. Bush, Barack Obama, and in particular, Donald Trump, where I've ever once, not a single time, the Hitler comparison. Do I think Trump loves and demonstrates his authoritarian streak and the power and bypassing normal protocols and challenging laws on a regular basis? Yeah, it's indisputable. But Adolf Hitler, hell no. Not going there, never will. And then the default is from so many followers with the hatred. Hey, if my guy can offer up hatred, I'll offer up hatred. So that's where just to blame it on elected officials is not enough. It's on all of us. What do you want to say, in particular about comments by our leaders and whether any of the words will change off this? Because, Dave, while you would be hopeful, do you believe the words, do you believe this will be the seminal moment when example A, B, C, D, I could go through the list, repeat the alphabet over and over again, they weren't the points to change the rhetoric?
The person to blame is the shooter. There's no question about that. And you're not saying that you're not putting any blame on society, on, as you said, all of us, correct? On our political rhetoric, on everything that we do, right?
Yeah. I mean, all of us are playing a part within this system. It obviously carries more weight when leaders have the voice and the ability to influence the way they do. And in particular, when the president can, for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, it turned out it was 5 minutes, can be a unifying voice, and he just decided to play to his base.
Yeah.
I thought that was a horrible decision.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I thought it was pretty gross to go after the liberals, and it was far beyond him. Yesterday, it was, as we talked about earlier, on social media. We're keeping a scorecard now. We're keeping a scorecard of, well, this many liberals were shot, but this many conservatives were shot. And, you know, that's the fight now of who's the more violent group, who is, you know, who embraces assassinations more than the other, where we can't just look at it and say, America, we got a problem. And until we actually decide that we want to fix it, we're going to do this again in a month, in 2 months, in 6 months, whatever it is.
Let's also not forget, speaking of the president, how many times did he crack jokes about Paul Pelosi?
Yeah.
Thought it was funny. Someone broke into the then Speaker of the House's home somewhere in San Francisco looking to kill Nancy Pelosi, and joke after joke after joke from the commander in chief. And when this never happens for the president, who pardoned everybody tied to January 6th? So the idea that conservatives or the leader of the party has never engaged in this and the demonizing, he does it all the damn time. So let's just tell the truth. 651-461-9226.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to get to a caller in just a little bit. We had another caller call in and say, towards me, all you do is criticize Trump, and then you're surprised when there's political violence. I'm sorry. There's an enormous, and I said that about as Minnesota as possible. There is an enormous difference between criticizing Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Tim Walz, Donald Trump, and then advocating for political violence. Give me a break. Don't be so deep as an ideologue that you can't tell the difference from pointed, direct. If you think excessive, go ahead. Say excessive criticism versus enemy of the country, demonizing individuals. It's pretty. So in other words, does this texter say no one should be allowed to criticize anybody? That again is one of the utmost points that so many people are missing about Charlie Kirk and his ability to engage with folks. When so many others just want to have their quick hot take view on their policy, don't even listen to the words, and just stick back with it. Let's go to Jason, who's called in. Jason, you're on CCO. Thanks for listening.
Great topic. Completely agree with you. I'm going to kind of keep it simple. First of all, say I am an independent. I was probably at least 10 plus years ago. I'm not even going to say what party I was aligned with before. I'm a firm independent, and I look for policies and approaches that align with values and what I think outcomes need to be. Getting right to the point, you know, it's leadership. And as I looked at it, both at a country level, a civic level, but even apply it to a corporate environment that I work in, when you look at the culture and what you want to have happen, the norms and behaviors that you want to see bringing about, it has to start with leadership and personal leadership. And it applies to everybody. And to be able to say, are we living by the values that we espouse? Let's talk about values and how we bring it about. But it has to start with personal leadership, getting away from all the rhetoric and actions that you've just been talking about and actually role modeling it. So it's through role modeling it that we start signaling to others that this is what's important and this is how we want to engage with each other. So to me, we all have to, each of us, all the way up through our top leaders, have to start role modeling what we want to bring about in the country.
Just an outstanding call, Jason. Appreciate the comments. Please keep listening and call in anytime.
Thank you, Chad.
Yep. Among the texts, the left has called Trump a Nazi for years and years. They call him Hitler. Worst human in history and over and over again. And you wonder why he may not be catering to Dems, really. Okay. I just pointed out how awful, how I would never compare Donald Trump to Hitler. Never, ever, ever. But assuming, because we do this, the right does this, Dave. The left does this. God, generalizing just drives me nuts. So let's call out the individuals who use the Hitler comment, who make that comparison. And to me, don't disqualify them, but to put in perspective of who they're comparing Donald Trump to. And again, do I think he wants to be president for the next 20 years? Do I think he wants to have every say possible? Yes, I do. Is he close to Adolf Hitler? Absolutely, unequivocally, no.
No, and that's
You're feeling the fire. Hard stop. Today isn't the day for criticism of Trump. We're talking about the rhetoric. We're talking about the dialogue. And this to me, Dave, I want to direct to both, but this is an example of a shooting takes place. Well, today is not the day to talk about gun violence. When is it? And I really haven't talked much about the president and his speech outside of asking Major about it at about 12:50 and now bringing it up for the first time and also talking about how last week, three separate segments one day, two segments the next day, criticizing Democrats and in particular Tim Walz for making jokes about Donald Trump's health and possibly dying. So to act like I don't call that out is factually incorrect. Sorry, Dave, I jumped in on you. Sorry about
no,
that.
That's okay. It's you were reading a good text there. And it seems to me, Donald Trump or not, I don't care who the president is, their job, if they're coming on to talk to the American people after any sort of national tragedy, we're talking about a political murder here, a political assassination. Your job is to rise above it, is to rise above the hatred that each side is throwing at each other. We're talking about a country now where in the last few months we've had people from the left and people of the right be assassinated, be shot because of their political views. And you spent part of the speech ripping one side against the other. I thought it was unacceptable and part of the
predictable.
Yes, part of the Trump playbook, sadly. And yes, anyone who calls Donald Trump Hitler is wrong, and it's ridiculous rhetoric, and it's part of the problem. But part of the problem is also, whether it's Trump or plenty of others, not being able to rise above it, to just go right into the mud and just be part of it because, hey, that's what gets the clicks. That's what gets me on cable news. That's what people will follow on social media.
He just isn't capable of just saying for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, I'm not going to be the Republican president of the United States of America. I'm going to be the president. And obviously Obama, with his speech in 2004, put himself on the map. And there are many, many, many people who don't feel like Obama lived up to that. And you're totally entitled to that belief. But let me go back to let's go every president. Reagan, H.W. Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama, and Biden outside of Trump. Not one of them If this would have happened during their presidency and they gave an approximate 5-minute speech, zero of them were to turn this into a partisan attack. But Donald Trump doesn't know any better and doesn't think he should change, Dave, because he thinks it's been success for him. So why alter it? Now, a texter says those presidents didn't face assassination attempts. That is true. And again, if you listen to this show, and I appreciate if you do, and I get that for some people you're in and out. Dave, how many times, I mean, dozen plus, did I say, how is it possible? We don't know more about an attempt on the killing. He wasn't the president at the time. He was the former president of Donald Trump. And that is awful. That is despicable. And I thought maybe that would, you know, Donald Trump in his speech at the RNC, remember, it was very quiet. It was somber. He was talking about it. Well, what happened? The crowd wasn't reacting. So guess what he went back to? Playing the hits. So again, the person who fired the weapon killed Charlie Kirk. But we're part of it because of the role we play and who we vote for. I know I am an adamant critic of Donald Trump. I am. But there are plenty of Republicans I still vote for. I have zero interest in the far left politically in this country and their views. That doesn't mean if you vote for people who are more to the right than I might like or more to the left than I might like, you're an awful person, but it's the dialogue. And then you're also allowed to hold a governor who you voted for, a president who you voted for, and other elected officials to a standard. And when Walz is going to that level, he's failing the standard. When a good friend of his who played a notable part in his election is murdered, I'm sure he's going to be emotional. That's human. But to then just say, this is the time to continue my partisan attacks and act like he doesn't demonize on a regular basis is just misplaced. You can keep reacting, 651-461-9226, but we went to the Am I Wrong committee and asked them an enormous favor if they would participate in a Thursday Am I Wrong. Do we have an answer yet from said committee?
Let's be clear. You went to the spokesperson. I don't know if demanded is the right term, but it's really close.
Yeah.
Demanded because, frankly, you're not interested in working this last half hour of the show. So you know what? I spoke to the committee. They're very disappointed. They're not happy with you.
Yeah.
But we feel like we've been backed into a corner. So, you know, the meeting was scheduled for tonight. We've had to cancel that. Well, it's no point. I guess we'll have to reconvene next week. But I've done my best to cobble some things up over just some text messages with, you know, several committee members.
I've heard you before. Might be better to cobble.
Well, you can. I mean, do you want the segment or not? Because if you want to have to work for this last half hour, I'm willing to sit it out.
Am I Wrong? Next on CCO.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.